USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces has turned the city of Bakhmut into ruins. The Kremlin has been focusing on four provinces as of late that Russian President Vladimir Putin has triumphantly and illegally claimed to have annexed into the Russian Federation in late September. Zelensky says the situation remains very difficult in several frontline cities in the Donetsk and Luhansk provinces of the Donbas region. Putin's war with Ukraine has gone on for more than 9 months. Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder will not face charges related to the Flint water case. He was the first person in state history to be charged for alleged crimes related to service as governor. City managers that he appointed to oversee the city of Flint opted to use the Flint River as a cost-cutting move, but the water was not treated. The system ultimately contaminated for more than a year, which led to an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease and been linked to 9 deaths. A judge dismissed the charges due to a state Supreme Court opinion from over the summer. Snyder is the 8th person to have charges against him dismissed in the Flint water case. The soccer community in America is mourning the sudden death of Grant Wall, a journalist who not only reported on some of the biggest stories in the sport, but is credited with helping to grow the sport's popularity in the U.S. The 48-year-old was covering a World Cup match between Argentina and the Netherlands in Qatar when he fell back in his seat in the reporter section of Lucille Stadium. Emergency service workers responded quickly, treating him for almost a half hour before he was taken out on a stretcher into the hospital. Retired Air Force Colonel Joseph Keitinger has died in Florida. His 1960 parachute jump in the New Mexico desert from almost 20 miles above the earth stood as a world record for more than 50 years. Keitinger is survived by his wife, Sherry. He was 94 years old. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Inflation in America, it's slowing down, but it's still red hot. USA Radio's Victoria Idoni reports from the nation's capital.
The Producer Price Index, a measure of what companies get for their products in the pipeline, increased 0.3% for the month, but 7.4% from a year ago. A 38% surge in wholesale vegetable prices helped push the food index up by 3.3%. offsetting an identical 3.3% decline in energy costs. Markets will now turn their attention to the more closely watched Consumer Price Index, which is due out Tuesday morning. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
A Tennessee man was booked for a stay in the federal pen for his role in the January 6th insurrection. 35-year-old Ronald Sandlin was sentenced to more than 5 years for assaulting police officers during the riot. He was also sentenced to 3 years of supervised release and ordered to pay $2,000 in restitution. Carrie Lake is challenging the results of last month's gubernatorial election in Arizona. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Democrat Katie Hobbs, but the margin between the two candidates is not within the range that would trigger an automatic recount. Lake is suing Hobbs, who is Arizona's Secretary of State, as well as officials in Maricopa County. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.